Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Has anybody here ever drove a car that was out of alignment? Anybody know what that means? You drove a car that's out of alignment. You can raise your hand. It's really, really difficult to keep it between the lines because it's out of alignment and it's trying to pull one way or the other. I'm told, I've never drove one. I've talked to some friends who have driven one, that those cars that run those NASCAR loop tracks, what they call stock cars, that they're set up to drive in that circle, that loop track, that if you were to get them out on a straight highway and try to drive it straight down a two-lane road, it won't drive straight, or it takes every bit of muscle and strength you got to get it to go straight, because it's designed to go to the left. It's not aligned properly. And so it can't go in a straight line. There can't be any kind of a flow or symmetry to it because it's out of alignment. If you believe there's that much importance on alignment in the natural sense, how much more important is alignment in a spiritual sense? When we talk about alignment, we're talking about being in the place, being in that position where the Spirit of God can flow through us. That seems like such a simple concept to us, because we do so many things throughout a day where we grab a milk jug or a milk carton out of the refrigerator and we pour it into a cup, and it takes alignment. You have to, and this seems very simple and elementary to most of us, but you take that carton out and you just tip it into the glass, and that's really easy unless you're a 2 or 3 year old. And somehow they've not yet developed the ability to get a wide mouth milk container to pour into an even wider mouth cup, and somehow it ends up all over the place. Right. A friend growing up who got his eye shot out in a BB gun fight. And from that day forward, he couldn't line anything up. He completely lost all of his depth perception, and if he tried to pour something, you'd watch him. He was trying to pour it, but it was all over the place, and he couldn't line anything. Everything was out of alignment from that day forward. He couldn't park his car straight. Yes, he drove. He ran into a lot of stuff. But it was difficult for him to align things. And all of us know and are so keenly aware in the natural when things are out of alignment. And when our car gets out of alignment, we may drive it that way for a while, but after we destroy a set of tires, we're like, okay, auto shop, here I come. And we go get it fixed. So why is it, Brother Doyle, that we fight so much spiritual alignment and we refuse to accept at times when we know in our hearts, I'm out of alignment with God. I know it. He's convicting my heart. He's talking to me. He's pricking my spirit. But I'm resistant to it. Like he accused Paul of kicking against the pricks and resisting his drawing upon his life. Saul was out of alignment. He was doing things and he was going about a method and a means and doing what he knew to do, and he thought he was doing the right thing. I've said this before, we villainized that poor guy. He was just doing what he thought was right. He was standing up for what he believed in. But he was doing the right thing, but out of alignment. Right. And what happened when he got into alignment? When what he thought he was supposed to be doing lined up exactly in sync with what God desired Saul, who became Paul, in that moment to do, everything changed. He impacted and probably arguably had one of the greatest impacts on the church. I said the church, not the New Testament church. The church.
still teach and talk about the writings of Paul, the epistles, and all the things that, that God used him to do when he got in alignment. Yes. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5. I'm in the KJV. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, and having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. We propose this to you tonight. When somebody's in alignment in their own life, they recognize other people that are in alignment. Brother Heiner, you don't have to guess. Let's see. Are they in alignment with the Lord's plan? No. It's so evident. And he saw Jesus' ministry. He just saw him heal a leper. And he said, whoa, 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 whoa. That's somebody in alignment. That's somebody under authority. And when he approaches Jesus, he said, listen, hey, we're on the same page here. I'm a man under authority too. I've submitted to an authority greater than me. I got people under me that are under my authority, and they're in alignment with me. And so when I say go, they go. So all I need you to do is speak the word. We know that Jesus, our perfect example, was in perfect alignment. Perfect will of God. Let's look at another portion of scripture here. Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 17. Let's read in the KJV. Have you ever been having a conversation with someone and you're telling them something? You're communicating something to them. And then all of a sudden you realize, maybe I should listen to what I'm preaching. You know, I've probably said this before, but I know how to eat right. I do. I know how to eat right. I've had so much education in the last 6 years on eating healthy. I know. I know what I'm supposed to do. And so when people in my office come to me with two cupcakes and a hot dog for lunch, and they're like, I'm on a diet, I'm like, no, you're not. Well, I've really cut back, you know. I only drink Pepsi with real cane sugar in it. I'm sorry, sir. But switching from the corrupt Pepsi to the real sugar Pepsi is not going to change your lifestyle. It might save you from cancer, but that's about it. Now, I love Pepsi just as much as the next guy. And I've drank a lot of Pepsi in my history. But I know what to do. And so they're looking at me when I'm saying, bro, two cupcakes and hot dogs, not a diet. And they're looking at me like, what do you know about dieting? Well, I know a lot about dieting. I'm not dieting right now, but I know a lot about it. And I know what it takes to eat healthy. Now, you throw that hot dog and those two cupcakes away, and you go get yourself a chicken breast and some broccoli, and you can talk to me about eating healthy and on a diet at lunchtime. Because I know what it takes. So, you know, I'm talking to my kids. You need to obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Try to teach them. Teach them respect for authority. Submit yourself to authority. If you can't submit to authority now, if you can't respect authority now, your whole life's going to be ruined. I believe that. So then I put him to bed. I walk back into the family room, and I sit down in the chair. I'm pretty proud of myself. I just taught a Bible study. My God. The Lord says, how's your submission going? How's your obedience going? Well, Lord, we're not talking about me tonight. We're talking to the kids. This is family devotion. I read this scripture to my children the other night, and I'm going to read it to you tonight because as I read it, you know, man, I'm just going to be real with you tonight. I hate this scripture. I know that's strong, but let me paraphrase that. My flesh despises this scripture. And if you're sitting here tonight saying, what a backslidden hypocrite, don't lie to yourself in the Holy Ghost. You feel the same way. It's flesh. We don't like being told what to do. We get better sometimes as we get older with putting up with the process. You know, man, I'm going to implicate myself tonight, okay? I don't like speed limits. I really don't. I can't talk on the phone and keep my truck at 60 miles an hour on the freeway. It's impossible. It's like 75, 80. Oh, in Jesus' name. I like driving fast. It's breaking the law, and I try not to do it as much as I can. I get distracted. I hate speed limits. I see these videos of other countries where everybody just drive. They just drive. They turn when they want to. And I think, that's my kind of driving. I'm just kidding. But there are things in life that I just don't like them. But you know what? Between the ages of 16 and 20 years old, I got 7 speeding tickets and 1 excessive noise of the tires tickets. If you don't know what that is, come talk to me after church and I'll tell you what that is. And my insurance went through the roof. And I quickly learned that the law is there to be obeyed. I had a tough lesson that took me about 10 years to outgrow because that insurance didn't leave me for a long time. You know what? I'm proud today that I'm about 10 years removed from my last speeding ticket. Thank the Lord. I learned. I don't like it, but it's there. I got to obey it. It's posted. It's a sign that's posted. 35 means 35. Now, we're having a little fun here tonight. We're trying to soften the blow a little bit. Hebrews 13:17 doesn't soften it very much. It says, obey them that have the rule over you. Who's that? I asked my kids last night. I said, the night before last summer, when we talked about this, I said, who's got the rule over you? Well, you know, my teacher, my Sunday school teacher, my mom and dad, the police, my boss. We've got a whole list of people who have the rule over me. Oh, well, I have a boss, but I... No, he has the rule over me. When he says jump, I say, how high, sir? And how many times? It's reality. And I watch people all the time in America, in corporate America, who never learned this principle when they were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And now they're 18, 28, 38, 48, and they've bounced from job to job to job because nobody's going to tell them what to do. It's a sad state that we're in. They never learned to submit themselves to authority. They never learned how to be in alignment. I don't always agree with those that are in authority over me. Especially on my job. I don't agree with them. It's irritating at times, the direction that they take and the things that they do. I got 2 choices. The first one is, I can submit myself to it and obey the scripture. Or the second is, I can whine about it. I can whine to everybody in the company about it. I can get a really bad attitude. I can turn a whole bunch of people into a bad attitude with me. And I can take as many people as I can try to accumulate off the cliff with me. Those are my 2 choices. Or get another job. Oh, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, that that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Can we jump to the Amplified Bible real quick? Because this is tough. This is tough stuff for us. I like this. I looked this up this afternoon, and I read this in the Amplified Bible. I didn't read it in the Amplified last night, but I read it this afternoon in the Amplified, and I really like this. Obey your spiritual leaders and submit to them, recognizing their authority over you. That's the first step. Who's God placed me under? Who is it? Do I know that person? Have I recognized that person? I'm not saying recognize like, oh, I recognize Brother Lindsay over there. I'm saying I recognize. I'm acknowledging. This is my spiritual authority. I've submitted myself to this. Or I'm aligning. You know, that submission word is, whoo. It's like darts on a dartboard. But when I say, I'm aligning myself. Brother Randy, I'm getting myself in line with the spiritual authority. The work we call them flow charts. You got a dash line or a solid line to me. How's it go? Who am I reporting to? Who am I aligned with? For they are keeping watch over your souls and continually guarding your spiritual welfare as those who will give an account of their stewardship of you. Let them do this with joy and not with grief and groans, for this would be of no benefit to you. I hope you understand the context of what we're talking about tonight. This is bigger. The first thing we think about something like this, well, you need to be submitted to your pastor. You need to be submitted to this person. No. You got to be submitted to God. Here's the thing. If you're in alignment with him, hear me tonight. If you're in alignment with him, then you're going to be, A, where he places you, and you're going to know that he's placed you there, and then whatever authority there is in that place, you're going to be under, because you will recognize that he put you there. You're in alignment with him, and so you're going to be amidst that flow. I'm not out looking tonight for where I belong. I know where I belong. I'm where I belong. I'm not out tonight looking for a mentor or looking for somebody that can coach me up, quote unquote. I know I'm where I belong. Why? Because I'm in alignment with him. And he said, go here, and I went. This gets lost on us because we immediately twist this to a Don't take this wrong way. We immediately twist this to submission to a man, and I'm not trying to discount that tonight. Don't twist my words. Misconstrue what I'm trying to say. I'm not discounting that. But alignment starts at the top. What's Corinthians say for the? This is a real popular scripture in society today. For the head of every woman is the man, and the head of every man is Christ. Right. That's alignment. Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, put us tonight in perfect alignment with you, Father. Put us in perfect alignment with you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hatarorobo kosetia tataye. Itayararomo kotororoba hashikia tataye. Itayarorobo kosetia tataya lalabahaye. In the name of Jesus. Do we comprehend tonight or understand the difference between governmental authority and spiritual authority? Do we understand that? For a super, super carnal analogy, so forgive me. We have a governmental structure in the United States of America that's got a, there's a chart. First, second, third, fourth, fifth in command. If some catastrophe was to happen and first and second in command were taken out, then third in command would be Speaker of the House, right? So there's a chain of command. Now, I don't take my direction in life from that chain of command. I respect it. But that's a governmental authority. It's put in place by man. Okay, I'm not discounting that. I have an intense amount of respect for the President of the United States. I got to see Bill Clinton in person in my hometown as a kid, and I'll never forget the amount of respect that I felt in that moment. There's something that comes over you as a human being when you're driving down Interstate 5 and they close it off because the president's landed at Boeing Field and you see Air Force One, you know he's somewhere on that stretch of highway. My old office was right at the end of Boeing Field, the north end of Boeing Field, and you would see that plane land. You knew that they were on the freeway going by. It's just there's something respect of being in the presence of that, but that's a governmental position. I respect it, but I don't take orders from it, thank God. I don't have to align with that. But on the spiritual side, a spiritual authority, in contrast to a governmental authority, isn't something that's necessarily seen in the traditional format. Spiritual authority doesn't always make sense. I got so many scenarios running through my mind right now. Situations that I know of across the country of men who are submitted. They live in an alignment of spiritual authority that doesn't make any sense or look natural to the human eye. But in a spiritual sense, they're in perfect alignment with God's plan, with the spiritual authority that God has placed in their lives. They've recognized it or acknowledged it, and they've submitted themselves to it. So, I think here's a Captain Obvious statement here. We don't operate in a governmental authority structure around here. Why are you looking at me like, what, really? Where am I tonight? We don't operate in a governmental structure around here. We operate in a spiritual structure. We operate under spiritual authority. Oh, it's easy to get caught up in the governmental side of things. Because the government passes mandates down, right? And everybody just, everybody just follows suit. Some people grumble. Somebody made a statement to me one time. I said, you know, if I want to know if somebody submitted to me, I just put out an edict and I put my ear to the ground and hear for rumbling. I don't always like what spiritual authority says to me, but I can tell you this much. I know what it feels like to be out of alignment. I've lived out of alignment, son. I lived for a couple of years out of alignment. I know what that feels like, and I know what the train wreck is that it produces. Ask the Lord to put some spiritual guardrails up. I don't want to get out of alignment. I want to stay submitted to the process. Let's stand together tonight. Brother Heiner, would you come close this out, please?
Jesus, we trust you tonight. We trust your leading tonight, Jesus. We trust your will. We trust your desire and your design for us, Jesus. We submit ourselves unto you. In Jesus' name, let every thought and every mind be submitted unto you, Jesus. Let every will and every desire be submitted unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done, Jesus, in our hearts, in our lives, in our futures, Jesus. Hikalalabando shikayandaha. Kibandori siataha, yeshataha. Hilamaye yoto shayandalalabahai. Yebando ye kayashatalalamaha. Yila yeo si ye kashatahai. Let us forsake the pursuit of the applause of man, Lord. Let us pursue you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your way is truth, Jesus. Your way is right. Your way is righteous, Lord. Lead me to a place, O God, that I don't question your will, I don't question your direction, but that I'll act and I'll follow you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I trust you tonight, Jesus. We wait upon you, Lord.